if you guys would take your Bibles and turn to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to go just very briefly over three verses. Last week, Pastor Matt talked about Moses, and that's a big topic. And we jump right before we jump into the conclusion. The author of Hebrews hits one more topic, again, to emphasize faith and to emphasize how Christ is what the Old Testament points to and that he is better than these things. We're going to look at verse 29 through 31. So if you would read with me, it says, "By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace." Let's pray. Father God, we're grateful for this day that you've given us in this time of fellowship we got to have with each other, Lord, more so than just the food, the time we got to spend talking to one another, Lord, and bearing one another's burdens and learning about one another's lives. Lord, bring us closer together as a church and lead us forward and help us in this time, even though it may seem mundane at points, just worship you with all of our heart through how we plan to lead our church. Thank you again for this time and your word, and help us grow from it. In Jesus' name, amen. So here in these three verses, I think the big point for us to get away with here is that faith is the difference maker. See, we first see in verse 29 that he brings up the event of the Red Sea. And this is connected to the Exodus, which is the picture of salvation for the Old Testament. Now we connect it to the New Testament and see that Jesus is our Exodus, that he's a bigger picture of this than even the exile that they faced and the deliverance that they faced. But it still connects so beautifully to this. So he points them to this Passover and the end of it here with the crossing of the Red Sea, the final stamp of their salvation from Egypt. Because just when they thought that they were safe, they had one final turn to make. And so here in this Red Sea event, again, we see that these people didn't have great, strong faith that we should aspire to have, but they had little faith. In fact, these are the people that when they got there and they saw that the Egyptians were coming from them, they asked Moses, "Was there not enough graze in Egypt that God had to take us out here to die?" Now think for just a second. They had just witnessed 10 of God's miracles against Egypt, each greater than the last, showing that God is stronger than all the fake gods of Egypt, stronger than Pharaoh, stronger than all the armies. And yet they get to this point and they immediately turn on him. Now, before we ever try and condemn them, remember, we are the same way. When we see the things that God has done in our lives, we see the exodus that he has given to us, and yet we turn away into unbelief. But realize they did have some faith, and with their little faith, plus especially the difference maker, God's faithfulness, we saw the miraculous salvation that they had. That they went through the Red Sea and were saved, walking on dry land, and that those who followed after them, the Egyptians, were drowned. Now realize this, see the difference here. Both the Israelites and both the Egyptians were crossing the Red Sea. Yet the ones that were weak, they got through, while the ones who were mighty died, not because of any sort of wit that they had about them or skill or anything, but because they had faith. The Egyptians had the wrong God that they believed in, and they had the wrong means to get salvation. It doesn't matter which God they name, it wasn't Yahweh, and so it's wrong. And they did not know that faith is what saves them, not their works. And so whenever we see those who are like this, remember, faith is the difference maker. God, the God of the Bible, is the difference maker. And because of that, we should instead leave in the way that the Israelites did after and praise him. Look at Exodus 15. We see Moses' song, and it sings to Yahweh, "For he is highly exalted." And it talks about how he's a warrior. And then from that, in that praise, we should live differently. Look also down at verse At 29 and or at verse 30 and 31, we see the Jericho event. Now here we see those who were disobedient to God, those who were powerful again according to the world, how they were destroyed by faith. It doesn't matter what the Israelites did. The walls came down, and that wasn't their power. That was God's power. But yet in that, not all the people of Jericho died, because there was one there who was in the same people group, Rahab, who had the job of a prostitute. And I know we've talked about this before, but it's good to reiterate it, that she was not a moral person always. And yet she had something different that the rest of Jericho didn't, is that she had faith in Yahweh. She heard about what he had done and decided that she wanted to be on his side. So she heard the testimony of the Exodus, which shows us how important testimonies are for people. So go and share yours wherever you go. And she made the point clear here. By her salvation, we see the gospel is for all people. Look, it doesn't matter if you think that you are moral or immoral. The gospel is salvation to you. Doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are, what class you are in socially. The gospel is for all people. So we should bring it to all people. You know, the parable of the sower that Jesus brings up, the sower doesn't take time to look at what soil he's casting it on. He doesn't take the time to try and change it from being rocky ground to good soil. He just casts the seed. So in the same way, when we give the gospel, we don't need to stop and try and change the person to be ready for the gospel. We need to give them the gospel and pray that God gives them the increase. So we see here that faith makes the difference. It's the difference between those who are mighty and those who are weak. The weak get through because of their faith. Doesn't matter what people group you're in, if you have faith, you're safe. Now we realize something. The Israelites left and they had problems, right? Just because they got through the Red Sea and were delivered from them, they went out of Egypt, doesn't mean that Egypt went out of them. In the same way, we should not replicate the things that they do, even though we do them in our own spiritual way. And the way we don't do that is by having faith. See, some of the big problems that the Israelites had is they constantly complained to God. Faith fixes your complaining. They had idolatry. They put things before God. If you have a stronger faith, you won't put anything else in before God. They underestimated who God was. Again, faith answers that. So what we always need to remember, instead of thinking, why would they do that after the Exodus? We should think, why would I have doubt in God after I have seen what he has done in my life? Think back to our Exodus. Think back to our salvation, the time that God delivered us, and have that root us in this faith. And think of the things that God has done for our church. Have that root us in our faith, so that we should go about living the way that he wants us to. Let's pray. Father God, we're so grateful for your faithfulness that you have to us and how you've made it so simple that no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, all that we need to do is put our faith in Christ's sacrifice for us. Lord, especially as we round the corner towards Easter to celebrate your resurrection, remind us of the beauty of your sacrifice and use it to change us in how we live daily. Thank you again for this time that you've given us, and remind us to treat each other with love and to use discernment as you have called us to with how we work in this church. In Jesus' name, amen.